Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We are heading into the season of dreaming for 2018. And what I've been hearing a lot is, you know, people out in the real world, they don't know how to dream. They don't know what's possible. They don't know that they can dream and how big they can dream for their family, because the world tells you that, as long as you can get by every month with a little bit extra and save to go on vacations, that you're doing well, right? Well, in this business, you know, this economy and this industry and, I mean, the whole world, it's been a rough season for a lot of people. And even in our businesses, some people have gone through some rough times and they're finding it hard to dream again. They're finding it hard to even know what to dream. You know, some of you may have missed some goals. Some of you may have missed some things on your dream board. And it just happens in business and in life. This happens. You know, there are terms for these things because they happen. You know, we call it a setback. It has a term. A setback is called a setback because it happens. It's normal. And what we need to do is figure out how to start dreaming again. So something that I learned recently, I was invited on a vision and dreaming retreat cruise with Carla Burns and Denise Walsh. And Denise has written her very first workbook on dreaming. And what she was teaching us in that book was just really interesting stuff. You know, evaluating where you are on a 1 to 10 scale in all areas of your life. And then whatever number you choose, what would make it a 10? And those should be our dreams. You know, how do we get from where we are to where we want to go? And then Carla was teaching us about how the mind works. I mean, really getting into the science of how we function in our minds, our mindset, our thoughts, and our ability to dream. And what she was teaching us at one point was how if our mind is in something called a beta state, that whatever part of your brain that allows you to dream, it's actually blocked if you're in a beta state. And a beta state is when you are stressed and frazzled and not focusing on the right things and filled with negativity and fear and anxiety. When you're in that frazzled, Jesus take the wheel state, the part of your brain that dreams for you is literally blocked. So some of you, you know, you may have been wondering, how do I get myself out of this? I can't dream. What's wrong with me? How do I, you know, if you understand that it's a physical thing that's going on in your mind, that's why you can't dream right now. So when we say self-development, personal development, make sure you're focused on the right things, make sure your mindset is right. This is why, because you physically will not be able to dream or have a vision or have joy or excitement until you do those things, because the only way to get your mind into an alpha state, when that part of your brain is turned on and engaged and you can dream again and you can have joy and excitement and passion, the only way to get that part of your brain, to get your brain back to alpha state, is to do personal development, read scripture, read truth. One of the fastest things that you can do to get your brain back into alpha state is to read scripture. Proven scientifically, studies have been done, because it's truth. It's God's words being spoken over you, into your mind, into yourself. So the very first thing, before we even talk about, you know, anything beyond this, we have got to get our brains from the beta state to the alpha state. So you guys need to be pouring into yourself. It's more than that. You don't need to be pouring into yourself. This is imperative. This is crucial. This is your make or break moment. You have got to be pouring into yourself, practicing self-care, reading scripture, filling your mind with truth, listening to podcasts, reading books, doing things that bring you joy. These are decisions that you have to make while you're not feeling it, because you're not going to be able to feel it until you get your mind from the beta state to the alpha state. So you have to make the decision and start doing things while you're in the beta state, before you start feeling the effects, before you start feeling excitement and passion and dreaming bigger and joy and all of those things. So I hope this is starting to make sense for you, and understand why some of you have been struggling even to know what you want next, where you want to go next. We've got to do the work to get back to the alpha state so that we can dream again. It's all science, it's in our mind, and this might be the missing piece that you've been looking for. If you need suggestions, please reach out. Reach out to your sponsor, your upline, reach out to me. If you need suggestions on self-care routines and personal development and things you might be struggling with in particular, specific things that you want, you know, you need some recommendations on how to overcome, please reach out to someone. You know, if you can't figure it out yourself, please reach out. Because we in 2018, we need to be dreaming as big as we possibly can. Because what is coming, guys? What is coming? If you've read Sun Stand Still, okay, this is our Sun Stand Still moment. So all of us have to be dreaming as big as we possibly can so that we can take advantage of what's about to happen. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.